this is the third migah that we had. We had the migah about the shlishis of hilutefach. That was the migah from Sukkah to Shabbos. We had the migah of the paris mugal ha'emim, also the migah from Sukkah to Shabbos. Now we have the migah the other way around. Sukkah for Rabbi Mavui was the migah from Shabbos to. Here the migah runs from Shabbos to Sukkah. So what's the case? We'll just read a little bit further. Omer Robert, if you're Omer Abba, Sikha Gabi Passi Biroi's chair, the Sikha, yes, meaning Mobi, Shundika State Finance Mal Yosef. So Gabi Passi Biroi's, the Lake State Finance Mal Yosef, Emeloi, yes, meaning Passi Biroi's, Shundika Shem Abbot Finance. But the Sikha Gabi Mobi, the Lake Shem Abbot Finance, Emeloi, yes, meaning Aritati, Michik, Hamita, or Kilto. I've only killed the Hamita, the Sukha, the Shabbos, Emeloi, Sikha. So what's the case? Let's focus on this one first. What's the case of Sikha for Gabi Mobi? So Rashi learns. The tzichah for gabi mobi means you have a mobi musulish. You made a lefty over here. So on Shabbos, it's called the Rishus HaYochid, Leman Da Omer. So it's called Lechi Mishum Achitzo or Lechi Mishum Akeir. It's Leman Da Omer, Machlekes Nehrev, and Lechi Mishum Achitzo. So Hilchos Shabbos, that's called a Mechitza Midiraisa, and Midiraisa, this has a din of Rishus HaYochid. So the Migoy, this has a din of Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, so it has a din of Rishus for Sukkah as well, and you don't need to have, the Gemara says, the Gemara before, says, therefore you don't need to have a Tefach Sechit. But that was first in the Gemara in Amud Aleph. Sukkah be'alma, the second white line. Sukkah be'alma by tefach seichik. The sukkah the Shabbos they by tefach seichik v'sagi b'lechi. V'sagi b'lechi. So that's the according to Rashi. That's the so first of all that's the accomplishment here of the Migoy is that normally I would need a tefach seichik. In this case, I don't need to have a tefach seichik. It's enough to have a lechi. So first of all, the minor point. What do you mean? What do you mean tefach seichik? Shnei Pasdal. It's going to Rashi. We're talking about a mobi mufulish. Sukkasiy kamobi. And a regular sukkah, not a Shabbos. And a regular sukkah. So what do you mean by sukkasiy kamobi? It's Pasdal, not tefach seichik. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says on a regular sukkah, we don't need tefach seichik. And now with the migah, it's enough to have a lefi. Now you have to have a lefi kolder. You need much more than a tefach seichik. You need a Pasdal. This question is asked by the Rishonim. So the Chayyur lefi Rashi, you're going to have to say. We'll see in the Ran, other races, the Ran learns the case differently. How we have to say, the Ritter already says this, is that the Gemara doesn't want to get into that issue. That was a machlekes anyway. Sukkah Sukkah was a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Simon. The Gemara doesn't want to say. The Gemara is saying at a minimum, a Sukkah the Alma will need to have a tefach seichik. Maybe even more, but the Kolabach has a tefach seichik. Now with the Migah, you don't even need a tefach seichik. All you need is to have a lechi. A kapodim. This is how Rashi learns the case. So now it needs to be pointed out that Rashi himself points out. This halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, that with the lechi it becomes Rishus HaYochid, that's only midiraisa. By the midrabbanon, you need a lot more. Midrabbanon, you need to have misafim the ruach revius. And beside that, pashtus, you have to have a full mechitza here as well. This is a din deraisa, it's not a din derabbanon. So we're making a migoy from the din deraisa of Shabbos to Sukkah. But since midiraisa, this configuration, this lechi kogel midiraisa, the omalechi mishum chitzu, it turns this into a shusha yochid. That's enough to say migai that legabi sukkah. It's called a sukkah sheira. You'll add a. It's a sukkah sheira. You're actually inside, maybe. The Rashi's before the Ilu Sukkah the Shabbos. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Ilu Sukkah the Shabbos. In Masiyah Kimobi, Shtei Taf Meiseh Azuk and Egazu. Sagi Lebalechi Lechi Zokuk Eitzel Ayesi. I forgot the Ein Rochbei Tefach. The Migre, the Avidoi from the Shabbos, Avinah Midoi from the Sudra. The Hamar Mishum, the Isle Migre, Omer Hochi. You yourself, Rabbi, you yourself said that. With the doctor, Amet Lechim Mishum Mechitza, by Zerichlim, Ovi Mufulu, Sheesh, Lechi Chaya, Amma Midereisa Mechitzi, Mitoichu Shesayochit, Nihita Midrabbonon also, Midrabbonon, this is not good. You can't carry in the Midrabbonon. But you need more than a Lechi. You need to have a Mechitza Shleimo, and you need to have a Tikkun and Meruch Revius as well. But nonetheless, me deraisa me yomuter. Deraisa is a rishus yochid. The amar mishum di iste migai omer hachi. And then the next Rashi, sicha kavim ovi b'fulu sheis v'lechim sheir b'shabbos v'loi b'chol. The migat havi doifin l'shabbos l'mehevi rishus yochid havi doifin l'mnyin sukh. So Rashi says it again. So it's interesting migai here. Me derabonon, this is not a rishus yochid. But since me deraisa it is a rishus yochid, so that's enough that I should say migai that on sukkis, that on Shabbos, Shechal is besukkis, it's a kosher sukkah. Not to carry it. You can't carry it. You can't carry it. But to be a kosher, but to be a sukkah, to be a sukkah kosher, to sleep there, whatever. So my satyrs, other Mishnayim, they don't accept this. They say that happy to make such a migah. If midrabbana, they said this is no good, then midrabbana, it's not a good machitza. Even if a Shabbos is not a good machitza, midrabbana. If midrabbana is not a good machitza, so at least midrabbana, I shouldn't be able to say migah. But maybe on some deraisa level there is a migah. Maybe midrabbana will be ainsi mitzvah sukkah. But we live in the world of derabbana. After derabbana said that this is not a good machitza, so now there shouldn't be a migah either. So how could you be ainsi in this sukkah? So apparently Rashi holds that the derabbanan was only said le'inyan till the Shabbos. But le'inyan Rashi obviously holds that even though there is a derabbanan to carry, you're not allowed to carry in here. We're not saying you should be able to carry in here. But the lechi does have an effect. It does make it into a shesiyoka deraisa. So lechi does have an effect. So migad that the lechi is effective in making this into a shusayochid. So it's effective in making it into a kosher sukkah. Just say, I won't carry there on Shabbos. So fine, I'll be careful. On sukkah is also not to carry there. But there's still room to make a migad. And the other Yishayim places the Ran, they all know. Since Chachamim said that this lechi is not, midrabbonim, they said that this lechi is not a good machitza for Shabbos. So if midrabbonim is not a good machitza for Shabbos, then midrabbonim is not a good machitza for sukkah. So what's in the Kudus HaMachlekes? So one way to understand the Machlekes, one way to understand the Machlekes is that they're arguing in the nature of the Derabbanan. The Tosfos, the Ran, they held that when the Derabbanan said that you can't carry in here, the Derabbanan were taken in the Torah's Mechitza. The Derabbanan said that it's that on the world of the Derabbanan. The Derabbanan, what the Derabbanan did was they said, yes, Midraisa, this Lechi is a good Mechitza. But midrabbanon is not a good machitza, and it's not this lechi midrabbanon is not a mabdil the rishus. So therefore, Taisin the Ran hold now that midrabbanon this lechi is not able to be mabdil the rishus. So how can it show it's not mabdil the rishus? Then yin sukkah either. The same way midrabbanon is not mabdil the rishus, then yin shabbos. So midrabbanon is not mabdil the rishus, then yin sukkah. There's nothing on which to build the migah. And Rashi apparently holds. One way to say it is that Rashi holds that midrabbanon they would never oikir. They never said this is not a good machitza. They never said that it's not able to be mabdil rishus. It is mabdil rishus. Even midrabbanon is mabdil rishus. Midrabbanon they said gzeira ba'alma don't carry there anyway. It's rishus hayochid. Even midrabbanon it's rishus hayochid. Rishus nivdelis. But gzeira ba'alma takana ba'alma that you shouldn't carry here even though it's rishus hayochid. But be'etzem even midrabbanon it's still called that it's rishus nivdelis. It's still called that it's Rishus Hayochid, so maybe you could still use the migay for sukkah. That's the one way to understand the Rashi. This certainly raid along those lines. It is raid to say that the Mechlekes Taisus and Rashi over here is what's the nature of this Sittul Tudrachon. I suppose it's until midrabbanan, as they said that midrabbanan is not a shusayachid. So mele you can't before. So midrabbanan is no migah. And Rashi holds no midrabbanan is still a shusayachid. Just a gzeira ba'alma not to carry or anything. like a gzeri menachos. So we just say ochel, but we don't want you to carry it because it lacks a takana of what drew up, because you need a mechitzah shnei ma'abanim. But like a bonim, it's a din de'abonim. Don't carry it, but it remains Rosh Hashanah Yochid, even mid'abonim. That's one nusach how to understand the Rashi. It's rather problematic, this nusach. Because if you remember, if you go back to the first Migdash from the Gemara, which was from Sukkot to Shabbos, so we had a case where we had a Sukkah Siyat and Gam, and we had a Shlishas Tefach over here. And we said in Migdash that the Shlishas Tefach is a good mechitzah for Shabbos, for Sukkah, so it's a good mechitzah for Shabbos as well. And then we had a problem. Hashlomei asked, "Yeah, but that's very nice. You made it into a shusayochid for Shabbos, but midrabbanan, you have to be masakin the fourth ruach." So where did that go? So Hashlomei wanted to say the Karami. It's only Rabbi Chiyuv Chatos. The Ramban, the Ran, the Meiri, Rashi, that was Mash. But no, you're actually allowed to carry it. With the Nigger, you're actually allowed to carry. I midrabbanan, you have to be masakin the ruach reviews. So we said various mischoys, but basically we said that there's a migo for the ruach reviews. There's a migo for the ruach reviews as well. And here is mashma because it's a migi mitzad the rishus. Once the rishus is the rishus nivdelis for sukkah, so it's a rishus nivdelis for Shabbos as well. In Rashi we said in Nusuch that even though you need a midrabbonim, you have to be mitzak on the ruach revias, but that midrabbonim is built on the deraiso, that you need a hekef from all of the tzadim, and the hekef from all of the tzadim is the nivayim beruba, and on sukkah you don't need oimid beruba, so there's a migi in the parish beruba oimid. Once there's a migi in the parish beruba oimid, that this ruach is nivdelis me'eleo. So in Mela, you don't have to be Mabdalit, you don't have to be Mabdalit, so there's no room for the Drabonins either. That's a different ways of approaching it. It's not a Shavish of them, though. Because if you're going to tell me that the Din Drabonin, that you have to be Mesak and the Ruach Rabias, has nothing to do with it being Rishus HaYochid. It's nothing to do with whether the Rishus Mubdelis or not. It is a Rishus Mubdelis, even in Drabonin. It's a Gzeira Be'alma that the Chacham said, even though it's a Rishus HaYochid, don't carry her anyway. And it's very hard to understand how Miga could take that off. So fine, so I have a Miga. The Miga says Miga that it's a Rishus Nivdelis for Sukkot, it's a Rishus Nivdelis for Shabbos, Miga that it is a Mechitza, whatever you're going to say. But and Shabbos is also Rishus Nivdelis. But Chacham made a Gzera B'Alma not to carry there. So you see, it's not true. It's not a Gzera B'Alma not to carry there. Chacham said that Midrabbanan, you need to be Mavdil the Rishus with some kind of Tikkun on the Ruach HaBias, and that could be obviated through Miga. So that's the problem here in the Rashi, that there's a tension between the two Rashis, or the two Gemaras, the way Rashi learns them. The Gemara, the first Migdal in the Gemara, that's Bishafil Tefach, here it's Mashmo, that the Gzeira, it's not a Gzeira Ba'alma, that nothing to do with being Mavdal or Rishos. It's Tama, Kona Ba'alma, we know it's Rishos Yochid, don't carry her anyway. No, the Gzeira has to do with the Gidrei Habdolah. That Gidrei Habdolah, you have to be Mavdal of fourth Ruach. And on that we can say a migo, because since migo that there's just in the Delos and the Sukkah, exactly, the other Nusuk that I wanted to say in Rashi, whatever the Nusuk exactly is, but we said a migo, that migo that is, that migo that Lagabi Sukkah, we'll say the Nusuk I said in Rashi, migo that I'm Sukkahs, Lagabi Sukkah, the Ruach Rabias is Mubdelos Me'eleho, so that takes off the need even to be Mavdalit Midarabona. That means we're treating the Din Darabona as part of the Dinei Havdolah of Shabbos. How much Havdolah I need to make Rishus HaYochid? That is the shit over here. Over here, Midrabbanan, this is, if it's not a Gzeira Ba'alma, that means if the Takana Drabbanan goes into the Gidrei Havdolah, into the Gidrei Rishus HaYochid, so now Midrabbanan, they said that a Lefi is not good enough. Even in Shabbos, a Lefi is not good enough. That means Midrabbanan, they said you need a bigger Havdolah. So if Midrabbanan, they said you need a bigger Havdolah, then how can you make a Mikra from Shabbos to Sukkah? So it's not an impossible problem, but it's certainly needs to be addressed. But some of the direction has to be, I don't want to go into too much, but some of the direction has to be that it's that to say that even according to Rashi, we're not saying that the Gzeiros Drabbanan or Gzeiros Ba'alma nothing to do with Gidrei Rishus HaYochid. Avada they have to do with Gidrei Rishus HaYochid. And Avada they have to do with the Havdol of the Rishus. But Rashi just holds that even after the Drabbanan, there's still a concept of a Havdol of Midaraisa, the Moshe. Even after they said, don't carry in here. So they didn't say it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It is a Rishus HaYochid. Rabbi Chiyuv Chatos, it is a Rishus HaYochid. But to carry, you need a bigger Havdolah. That's all. The Gzeira doesn't deny, at least it's in the right apparently held, but the Gzeira says this is not a Havdolah at all. With Midrabbanan, they said this is not a Havdolah. You need to have a Mechitzah Shleimah. And Rashi holds that the Rabbanan doesn't say this is not a Havdolah at all. The Rabbanan says, yes, it is a Havdolah. It's Havdolah, the Moshe, Rabbi Chiyuv Chatos. But it's not enough Havdalah for a Heter Tiltum. The Rashi holds, I'm not looking for a Heter Tiltum. I'm just looking for a Havdalah. So we can say the Nusach Zeh, Migoy da Havi Havdalah v'hin Chiyuv Chatas. Havi Havdalah v'hin Sukkah. So I won't carry them. I don't need to carry them. Maybe the town is there anyway. I don't need to carry them. Migoy da Havi Havdalah v'hin Chatas, Havi Havdalah v'hin Sukkah. Okay, that's one of the Maisa, Taisus has a different shot. Taisus has two halves. Let's start with the second half of Taisus, it'll be easier. And then we'll go back to the first half of Taisus. Taisus asks, it starts to be in time but halfway down the places. Well, he said, "Meish the gimel mechitzes gmuris tefeklei the belay lechi asuk b'kshera." The kaimel and karbon and amish daim kol chasna shishafu tefach. Taisus is assuming that this you have to be able to carry your nigra bottom. But not like Rashi. Rashi holds you can build a nigra on the derais. Taisus holds her in the beginning. Taisus, you can't build a nigra on the derais. The nigra has to be built on some on. If there are places, it's chaylik and Rashi. Rashi went the case of some of them are foolish. The lechi and migad of the lechi works in the rice of the Shabbos, so it works in the sukkah as well. So that places is the beginning. You can't say that because midrabbanan is not going to work. Midrabbanan doesn't even work by Shabbos. Once it doesn't work midrabbanan by Shabbos, it's not going to work by sukkah either. So therefore, we need to have a case where the lechi is actually being matir tiltol even midrabbanan. So, you know, it's being matir tiltol. It's actually being matir tiltol halachah l'maaseh. So places, what's the case? So the case might be that the mavi is closed off in the back. It's a mavi, not a mavi mafulish. Then it's a mavi that has three mechitzas. It's a mavi that has three mechitzas, and I put a lechi in the front that I'm allowed to carry. So maybe that's the case of the gemara. That already is a good lechi. Even if that's a good lechi for Shabbos. So miga, this is a good lechi for Shabbos. So it's a good lechi for it's a good mechitzah for sukkah. I see that's the obvious problem. If I have three mechitzas and Skugabi Sukkah, I have a whole sukkah that I have a sukkah. What do I need anymore? What do I need the nigga for? I have three tfaris. My sukkah has three tfaris things. So Taisus answers. If Taisus brings Rashi, who cuts his spirit from the Mari from Mobile Foolish, what are you talking? Then came Le Mishtoi, Belechi, Bekoil, Rabbi Huda, Bekula, Maroi, Kirabon, and Perakamad Erevin. Only Rabbi Huda allows you to actually carry into some Mobi Midrabon. All the other Amarom hold that Midrabon, you can't carry it. I mean, Psef Chaloni, Psef Kogagas, and Allah Gabriel, and Mechitzas. The shleimer the oil ma'ari be mavi sosum migimul ruches. The mavi has to be closed on three sides because otherwise the lechi over here is no good. And you have the Shabbos. But ma'ari be gaish sichach with side of lechi will frame the side of bottom lechi sichach. The hashda ein lazu asuka el shtei tfaris lechi. The case is that the schach is only in front. The back doesn't have any schach. So leil gabi sukkah I only have two tfaris to sukkah so you can move it. So I need to have the lechi to be matir the sukkah. Yeah, why not a pasdal? We already said maybe it's going like right, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not going like Rav Siman. But the point is, in hilchos sukkah, I need to have a third wall over here. I need a doifin emsoi. So here, already we can say migah that this lechi is matir le'inyan Shabbos. It's matir le'inyan sukkah as well. That's the second half of the Tosfos. So then Tosfos says at the beginning. At places, ben the madam of her kavod erevin lechem shemaker ben the madam mishum chitzu kosher ma'ayin sukkah deboy mechitzus deraiso lemovi derabon bimi deraiso v'loy lechi shoy. Places says the kasha. What's that? This lechi in hilchos Shabbos, so it's matir in hilchos Shabbos, but it's is it a mechit? Is it doing anything with deraiso? It's not doing anything with deraiso. With deraiso, I already have three mechitzus. Hilchos Shabbos, because Taisus is building on the end of Taisus. The case is that it's not a mavi mafulish, it's a mavi with three walls. So in Hilchos Shabbos, Jewish is a yochid already without the lechi. So what's the lechi? What's the work that the lechi is doing? It's only doing derabbanan work. It's a derabbanan mechitzah. And the other in Hilchos Sukkah, since there's only schach in front, so the Gabi Sukkah, I only have the two mechitzahs min asad. So I need to have a mechitzah, a third mechitzah, midrash, I need to have a third mechitzah. So how can I do a migoy from a lechi that's only doing work, derabbanan work on Shabbos? That it should be a mechitza for sukkah where I need to have a derisa. Making it out. How can I make such a migah? This is a good mechitza in Shabbos. Because all I needed is, I only needed it in the first place, Midrabbanan. Midrash, I didn't need it. So that's not a machitz in Shabbos. Not on the Midrash level. So how can I make a migoy for, how can I make a migoy to Sukkah where I need to have the machitz in Midrash? So Taisus answers. Taisus answers, the case is that the lechi is already a tefach. Since the lechi is a tefach, so Taisus, so midaraisa, the lechi is good for sukkah too. Because that I need to have tefach seichek by sukkah, Taisus only din the rabbanon. That's a chiddush. Taisus holds, not like the people that says in the Ran, the Ritvus is the parish, that the din of tefach seichek is a din deraisa. Taisus says the din of tefach seichek is a din derabbanon. So if I have a lechi that's a tefach, so mideraisa, I don't need this lechi neither for Shabbos nor for Sukkah. I don't need a lechi for Shabbos because for Shabbos there already is a mobisos. It already has three mechitzos. I don't need a lechi for Sukkah because it's a shlishis tefach, and shlishis tefach holds Taisus holds doesn't need tefach seichek for mideraisa. And apparently Taisus holds that you don't need a tefach seichek even by a Sukkah asiyu kamobi. But this is the chorus Sukkah asiyu kamobi, where you need to have, we hold you need to have a pasdalet. Presumably Taisus holds that's also only derabbanan. Midaraisa, all you need is a tefach. So therefore this lechi is not necessary midaraisa neither for Shabbos nor for Sukkah. So we're all together operating on a derabbanan level. So on a derabbanan level, by Sukkah, by rights, you ought to need tefach seichek. Now we can say migoy that this lechi works midrabbanon for Shabbos, so it works midrabbanon for Sukkah as well. So this is the places where it says that the din of tefach seichek is altogether only a din derabbanon, if not a din deraisa. It's mukach in this. According to Taisus, it's mukach in this sugya. We already made a cheshbon earlier that Taisus has to hold the tefach seichek is only a din derabbanon, because Taisus shita is that you could use lovod even for the tefach. Taisus on top of him without. Taisus told like the Ran that you can't be mitzarek lovod to the shir. Taisus told me the rice of the tefach could be made out of a lovod. So if Taisus, you have the Goyim's question. So why do we talk about it? Why do we talk about a shlishis tefach? There's a hilchasa, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that the shlishis is a tefach. What tefach? Tefach shaykh is four tefachim. Why are you calling it a tefach? It's four tefachim. Vishnu according to the Ran that you can't use lovod for the tefach. So then there's a din tefach. You have to have a solid tefach. Then with lovod you have to have four tefachim. That might be me. The rice need a solid tefach and a little bit we talked about a hard tefach and a soft dalet tefachim. That's what the Goyim says in Tefach Shlam. The Goyim says that. The Goyim asks the Kashi. He says, why are you calling it a tefach? It's dalet tefachim. Says the Goyim, al kochach. Going in the Rambam. The Rambam said it. The Rambam saw in that al kochach, you can't use lovot for the tefach. So Mela, there's a hilchus, you need a tefach without lovot. Besides the halacha of dalet tefachim. That's not available to Taisus. Taisus told you could use lovot for the tefach. So why are you calling it tefach? It's really four tefachim. Al kochach atoim there that it's called a tefach because midiraisa all I need is a tefach. Yeah, midirabon I need four tefachim, but midiraisa the alocha moshi misina is shlishis tefach. So Taisus she taught it has to hold that the shlishis is only a tefach. Mela Taisus learns that that's what's going on in this gemara. I have a lechi tefach midiraisa. I have a lechi tefach midiraisa. It's good enough for sukkah. I don't need any migoyes. Midirabon I need to have a tefach seichik. Oh, you're only talking midirabon. Midirabon there's a migoy. Migoy that this lechi is matir the mobi linyan Shabbos. Midrabanan, it's matter the mobi linyan sukkah as well. That's the shita of Taisus. The Ran has a different mahalach. The Ran has to have a different mahalach because the Ran holds the tefach seichek because it didn't deraisa. So this is not available to the Ran. So the Ran learns pshat in the Gemara differently. The Ran says the same case. The Ran doesn't say this is a and the Ran says. The Ran says. That this lechi does have a deraisa effect. Again, what was Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha was, how are you making a migoy from a lechi? Then I mean, the rice has no effect because you already have it's a mobi sosum. So if it's a mobi sosum, I don't need the lechi. So this lechi is nothing. Yilchus Shabbos, it's not doing any work in Yilchus Shabbos. Not doing any work in Yilchus Shabbos. How can I make a migoy out of it that it should be matuling in Sukkah? So the Rad learns that the lechi is doing work in the rice. The work of the lechi is that it's matir the mobi. He says the lechi does is moil mi deraisa. That it's matir the mobi mi deraisa, even if there would not have been a back wall. But even though right now there is a back wall, but so the back wall is enough to be matir. But at a deraisa level, the lechi is also enough to be matir. Says the Rad mi deraisa, this lechi is a good lechi. It does work. The work that it does is that it's matir the mobi. I don't need it, so it's redundant because I already have a back wall, so I already have three machitzas. The Rad says, so it's redundant. So what? Redundant is still called the machitza. The Rad doesn't elaborate; it takes us for granted. The Rad says the what? That the lechi over here does work. It's an effective machitza mideraisa because it's matir the mobi, even if the back wall had not been there. Some of the pshats like this. Let's say I have a Rishus Yochid. That has four walls. So how many walls do I need? Three. My Shabbos. The Shabbos. Rishus Yochid. So they're asking me three walls. I have four. So which walls over here are Matad Rishus Yochid? Which three walls are Matad Rishus Yochid? Obviously, we can't say. Three out of the four, but it's indeterminate which three. We don't, you know, we have four, so we have a redundant system of it. But the ma'isa, you can't say, well, this mechitza is not doing anything with your ma'isa because you already have three mechitzas. So, like, why are you picking that mechitza? I have four mechitzas. I only needed three, but the ma'isa, all four mechitzas, they're equally. I could get rid of this mechitza and I'd still be good. I could get rid of this mechitza and I'd still be good. The ma'isa, now I have four, so I have a failsafe. But the ma'isa, all these mechitzas are mechitzas hama'ilas with your ma'isa. So the Rad basically says, again, he doesn't say these words, but the Rad basically says it's the same thing over here. It's true, I have a back wall, so I already have three mechitzas, I don't need the lechi, but conversely, I have the lechi, I don't need the back wall. So since on a derisa level, the lechi is a good mechitza. So basically, I have four walls. So this lechi is called one of the walls of the Shusayotim. Well, you're saying that the lechi, that it's not a wall, it's not Matad Shusayotim. But who told you to privilege the other three walls? You have four walls, they're all Matad Shusayotim. They're all bekayach. I don't need all three, but and I don't need all four. But they're all there, and they all have the potential to be matzah of shusayot. So therefore, says the Ran, this mechitza actually works. It doesn't work mideraisa, and therefore it's able to be matzah l'sukkah. We're able to say migoy mideraisa. Then the Ran asked, one second. But the Ran holds not like Rashi. The Ran holds that. But now the Rabbanim came in and they were accurate, and they said the lechi's no good because the Rabbanim said the lechi's not enough. So with the Rabbanan it's not good. The Rabbanan said this lechi is not a good mechitza. So how can you say migoy? No, because it's the back wall. Once it's a back wall, so with the Rabbanan it is a good mechitza. Right? The Rabbanan only said the lechi doesn't work when you only have two mechitzas. So then the Rabbanan said the lechi is not good enough. But when you have three mechitzas for the fourth wall, the Rabbanan allowed the lechi still to be good. So it says the Rabbanan, this lechi does work with the Raisin, it does work with the Rabbanan. With the Raisin does work, that is one of the four walls that make up my Rishus Yochid. Hey, my name is. We draw a bottom and it does work, because since Lamaisa they have three walls, so this lechi is this a kosher lechi with the rabbanon as well. So it's a lechi that works with the raisa, it's a lechi that works with the rabbanon, and the mela, we're good. It's interesting. What's in the Kudus HaMachlokes here between Tosfos and the Rad? Apparently, Tosfos holds. I don't know if the lumbus is all the way down, but just what does it say over here? Tosfos holds that in order to say migoy, I need a mechitza that is required to make a rishus ha'yochid. If it's a spare tire, I can't say migoy. This is a spare. I already have for Shabbos. I already have three mechitzas. This is my fourth mechitza. I don't need a fourth mechitza. So Taisel, a mechitza that's not required to be matir Rishus HaYochid, I can't build a migoy on it. And the Ran holds, I don't need it. The mechitza should actually be required to make Rishus HaYochid. The mechitza is able to make Rishus HaYochid. You can't say that it's not one of the mechitzas that I make. You can't exclude it. It's one of the mechitzas that in a way, it's two different discussions. We say it's because the b'kayach that is matter of shusayachid. It's even more. It's not only b'kayach that is matter of shusayachid. In a certain sense, it is matter of shusayachid. Because it's one of the four. And who told you to exclude this one? You know, who told you to say these are the ones that are being matter, not this one? This one's also being matter as much as they are. So the Melo, the Rado, that's enough that it's called the Mechitza that's being matter the shusayachid, and you could build on top of that a meter. It's also worth pointing out, both according to Tosis and according to the Ram, this migoy has a very interesting feature. It's sort of a strange migoy. I'm saying migoy that this lechi, let's say on the drabana level. So there's a migoy, this lechi is being matter the mobi, but lechi is being matter the mobi, midrabana only with seer of the three machitzas. If it will be mobi mafulish, chacham would have been oiked the efficacy of this lechi. It only works as Tosis and Rashi's chaylet. Rashi holds you can, the migoy can just be on the derice. But the Rash, the Tosis, the Ram, they all know the Migah has to work with Rabbanon also. Midrabbanon, they said a Movi Mufulu Shalechi doesn't help. So they have to stipulate both Tosis and the Ram that it's not a Movi Mufulu, it's a Movi that has three walls. Therefore, the Lechi is able to be mapped to the Movi. So then they both Tosis and the Ram ask, but if you have three walls, so then why do I need a Movi, why do we need a Migah at all? My Sukkah has three walls. So the answer, well, the Schach is in front. So it comes out, this is an interesting Migah. Yeah, the lechi over here is matir leading in Shabbos, but it's only matir with the help of the three walls. Migoy, that the lechi is matir in Shabbos with the help of the three walls, I want it to be matir leading in Sukkah all by itself. That's a chiddush. And I think what you see in this chiddush is, it has to do with what we talked about at the beginning of this migoy issue. Is migoy a din in the mechitza? Or is the migoy in the rishus? What's that dealing with? Is the migoy saying migoy that this mechitza is a mechitza linyan Shabbos, so it's a mechitza linyan Sukkah, and vice versa? Or is the migoy fundamentally in the rishus? Migoy that this rishus is nivelus linyan Shabbos, so it's nivelus linyan Sukkah. Migoy that this rishus is nivelus linyan Sukkah, it's nivelus linyan Shabbos. What's the migoy? Yeah, and Rashi, we already medayik as it did in the Mechitza. Rashi says the tefach becomes a doif. The tefach is a doif in Shlema. The Me'iri, you weren't so sure. The Me'iri, it was sounded like as it did in the Rishus. The Me'iri asked, you know, by the first Me'iri, the Shlishis tefach. So the Hashlamas Kasha, but Midrabanan, what about the fourth side? So the Me'iri said that the Me'iri works for the fourth side also. It says Migad Havi Doifin. He says Lav Dafka. Doifin is Lav Dafka. It's tempting to say in the Migad that he learns the Migad is in the whole Rishus. Here you see, at least the way Tosfos on the Ram learn the Gemara, here it's Mukach which way? That the Migad is in the Mechitza. If the Migad will be in the Rishus, it doesn't make any sense. You can't say over here that Migad, that this is a Rishus in Shabbos, it's a Rishus in Sukkah. Because the Rishus in Shabbos is much bigger than the Sukkah. I'll ask you a question. What if I have the following case? I have a Schach, and it's on four poles. At four poles, it has no tefanis at all. But it's surrounded at a distance by four walls that make it Rishus Yochid. So when I say, oh, it's a good on Shabbos, it's a good Mechitza. Migoy, it's a good Sukkah. Migoy, to have a Rishus Nivellus, Linyan Shabbos, have a Rishus Nivellus, Linyan Sukkah. Would that work? Right. I have a Chotzer, the Chotzer has four walls. In the middle of the Chotzer, I have a Sukkah with no walls. So Chol, of course, no good. But what happens on Shabbos? So I say, oh, Migoy. Migoy that this is Rishus Yochid in Shabbos, so it becomes a Rishus Nivellus in Sukkah. That's absurd. Nobody would say that. Because my Rishus Nivellus in Shabbos is the Chatzar. What I need to be Mavdil is the Sukkah. It's not the same Rishus. So over here, what's in any better over here? My Rishus Nivellus in Shabbos is the Mobi as a whole. The Sukkah is only the front. How can you say a Migoy? Migoy that this is a Rishus in Shabbos, it's a Rishus in Sukkah. At least in this case, it's a Mukhuk that the way Migoy works, or at least one of the ways that Migoy works, maybe it could work the other way too. But at least one of the ways that Migoy works is that it works specifically in the Mechitza. This Lechi is a good Mechitza in Shabbos. Since in Shabbos I have three walls, this Lechi now is doing the work of being a Mechitza. It's Mavdil this side. Migoy, that this Lechi is Mavdil this side in Shabbos, is able to be Mavdil this side in Sukkah.
Even in this Masoch saying that Migoy is in the Mechitza and the Lechi is functioning as Mechitza by Shabbos, or the function as Mechitza by Sukkah, it's still not really so. It doesn't really fit because it's not really true that there is no option of the lechi working just as a mechitza, because as a mechitza, it doesn't work unless it has three other walls supporting it. So
that's, yeah, but I think the answer is that this lechi doesn't. the Rishus needs to have three walls besides the Lechi.
Right, but the Lechi is not
but there. But the Lechi itself is still the thing that's mapped on this side.
But to extrapolate that to a case of where there aren't three sides, even with this, the side of the Chakira...
In the Ramah, it's like a Chiddush, but that's what it says in this Gemara. According to the places in the Rashi's map, maybe, but according to the places around, it says in this Gemara that that's good enough. But nice, I have a Lechi that's mapped over here. It's mapped on this line. And it once has the Chiddush, we mapped on this line, so it has the Chiddush, and mapped out that line for everything.
It's not a Chiddush on Migu, it's a Chiddush on Lechi. Meaning, it's telling you that there's a type of Lechi that... without three other walls, functions as a mechitza on its own. I mean, it's one thing to say chiddush and migu,
but a lechi does function as a mechitza on its own. A lechi is a mechitza. If a man does a lechi, mishum mechitza. If a lechi is a mechitza, I like a lechi or something, but a lechi is a kind of mechitza. So I have here a mechitza. I need more mechitza enough by itself because midrabanan, I can't midrabanan. I need to have three full mechitzas. So fine. So I need. But once I have, but that's, those are conditions in the Rishus HaYochid. The Lechi itself is still called a Mechitza.
So according to my memory, the Lechi is a Mechitza. If I have two, let's have a Lechi there, let's have two walls and then a Lechi and another Lechi. That would count? The question I'm trying to ask is, does that Lechi only function as a Mechitza, according to my memory, Lechi is a Mechitza, because there are three full walls? Like, let's say there was two full walls, and then...
No, it would still work. That's right.
It would still work.
Yeah, two walls. Place only objected to Rashi. Rashi means that there are only two walls. Place objection to Rashi. It doesn't work with your body. With your eyes, it works.
So now the rest of the Lechi Mechitza, it would work for all four, theoretically.
That's the Ran. The Ran says we're working here at two levels. The Ran learns the Gemara. He learns this case. But it's like there's two levels. The Lechi works with your eyes without the back wall. And the Lechi works with your Abonon with the back wall. And we need both, because we need the Lechi over here to be matir the sukkah and midir aisa. We also need the Lechi, we also need the Rabbanon, not to be accurate midir Rabbanon. So that's, the Ran gets away with that by saying, Taisus, no, the whole Gemara is the Rabbanon. We're talking about a case where the sukkah, you don't even need a, you have a tefach, so you can ignore the whole midir aisa, and we only are operating on the Rabbanon. And the Ran says, no, we have to operate on both levels. We need a mechitza midir aisa to be matir the sukkah midir aisa. We need a mechitza that works midir Rabbanon. Because if it doesn't work with Rabbanon, that means Rabbanon were accurate. So then we're going to lose our migoy. So we need a mechitza that's good midiraisa and continues to be good midirabon. So that's what the Rambam sets up this case. He says, well, this lechi over here, it works midiraisa because it could have done it without the back wall. So that's good enough. It's like I have a redundancy, but it's cool that it works midiraisa. And it continues to work midirabon, because when I said there's a back wall, and therefore midirabon, they weren't accurate the effectiveness of this lechi. So now I have a lechi that works me derayis, it continues to work me derabbanon. So mainly it has a teres mechitza. So once it has a teres mechitza, so it's matzah mitzvah as well. But again, hagam, that it's only, that the back of the, but this is clearly, that's what the point that I want to bring out, this is clearly a migah that's only focused on this mechitza. It's not a migah in the rishus as a whole. Because the rishus of Shabbos over here is not contiguous with the rishus of Sukkah.
Isn't this migah also saying that it doesn't need the shear of the tefach?
According to the Ran says, I don't need a tefach. Yeah, because it's enough. It's a lechi. Lechi doesn't need a tefach. Taisus says, Taisus doesn't have this notion that you could. I don't want to go to the whole chazan again. Taisus has to learn that it is a tefach because Taisus wants to learn, doesn't have this notion of redundancy, that this is a good lechi midrash also because it's a redundant system. Taisus also, well, if it's redundant, then it's nothing. So Taisus holds that therefore it must be that midrash that we don't need the midrash. This lechi midrash is doing nothing. So it must be that we don't need a Migui Midiraisa, because the Sukkah was fine Midiraisa. How was the Sukkah fine Midiraisa? Because there was already a Tefach. We're only looking for the Tefach Seichel. So the Migui will take care of the Tefach Seichel. The Rambam doesn't have it. Yeah. Just one more question that I'm going to go.
Is this related? Is this not related to just not related to not related to what you say Gedasi, but you can't have a wall?
By what?
You can't have a wall, you say Gedasi. Meaning we said it's
I got it. Which case?
Would you say Gedasik when you say Gedasik on the wall?
Nonetheless, it's not less privileged than the other and the other case. There's another case. You know, maybe I'll talk about it right this second. Let's do the last place. He says, how do you have a migdal from passive birois? Passive birois, first of all, only works for other regalim. Secondly, even for the other regalim, it only works for the hemta. So they only make it for the behemoth. The person can climb into the well and drink the water without the hemta, passive birois. So how are you making this migdal? So Lefi Rashi is not a kasha at all. Rashi holds you can make a migdal from the din derisa. We're showing Rashi by the case of the Lefi. Rashi holds you can say migdal davi doifin le'inyan Shabbos v'chil chatos l'moshel. You know the Rabbani, you can't use it. When midiraisa, it's Rosh Hashanah, that's enough to make a migdal in your sukkah. So passive birois midiraisa, that is a good machitza, not only for oil regalim. If it wasn't good machitza midiraisa, it wouldn't work for oil regalim either. So midiraisa passive birois is a good machitza. So migdal avi machitza in Shabbos midiraisa is avi machitza in your sukkah. So she tells them that in order to say migdal, the machitza has to be more good, has to still be good even on a Rabbanic level. So Tosfos asks, here it's not good, it's the only good midrabbanan for some people. One could have thought that maybe that's enough, as long as it's good enough for Eli Regolim, it's good enough for Lebehemtom, as long as the Shabbos is, as long as in Hilchah Shabbos it's good for something, so it's called a Mechitzelim in Shabbos, Chalmu and Eikerit, they limited it, but it's still called a Mechitzelim in Shabbos, once it's a Mechitzelim in Shabbos, so it's a Mechitzelim in Sukkah for anybody. Taishas hold not, it's clear that Taishas hold, but that's not true. Ad Kedei Kach, Taishas hold, that Midrabbonon, since Chachamah said that it's only good for Eli Regolim, and it's only good with the hemtum. So that means that for anybody else, it's not a mechitzelin in Shabbos. And if it's not a mechitzelin in Shabbos for anybody else, then it's not a mechitzelin in Sukkah either. So Taisa's answer is, that's his kasha. So Taisa's answer is, mikomokim kevim midiraisa shoi v'cholim. Amin amigoi, v'afilu midrabonon loy asri, yishum mitzvah sukkah. Yichyod et sukkah, yishum mitzvah sukkah. Taisa's makatzer. It's more about Rikus. Taisus holds the same way they were matir Leila Regalim. So for mitzvah sukkah, Pashut says it means in order to be able to eat in the sukkah, you need to be able to carry in the sukkah. So the same way they were matir passive rois for Leila Regalim, they were matir passive rois for sukkah as well. So not on Shif, it's not on Shabbos, it's not going to help because it's not a good mechitzah midraisa. What's it going to? It's very nice. It would be very nice to allow passive rois to be in sukkah, but it doesn't work. Midraisa doesn't work. So what's it going to help that we have what does it help that it's desirable? But on Shabbos we already have a migdal. So what's the problem? Midrabbanan, they said it's not a good mechitza, they only allowed it for Eli Regalim. Well, the same way Midrabbanan, they allowed it for Eli Regalim, so they allowed it for Sukkah, for Mitzvah Sukkah as well. Mitzvah Sukkah is like Dora from Eli Regalim. So then Taisa says, V'chayav etzrichas amimovi sheyesh lo elechi umi pasim. When the Mar makes the tzrichas up, so why does it put this into the tzrichas? If I only had the case of tzrichas rabimovli, so I wouldn't know pasi birois, because this is a very big chiddush that mishum mitzvah they were matir pasi birois, from mitzvah sukkah they were matir pasi birois. So Taisa says it's not even a tzrichas. The chayish name my time, but the pshito is time of the mitzvah. I want to talk to a few Nakudas in Iran. I'm not going to read Iran inside. But I don't saw the Iran. A couple of Nakudas. The Iran starts off. The Iran goes back to the case of the first meeting. Beginning of the Iran. The Iran, the very beginning, talks about the case of the first meeting in the Gemara. if a regular sukkah, a shlishi tefach, migah that it's a doifin in Shabbos, I'm sorry, migah that it's a doifin in sukkah, have a doifin in Shabbos as well. By the way, I didn't mention this before, maybe it's worth it just to know what you deal. Why do I need a migah for Shabbos? If I have over here a doifin tefach, that's a lechi. If lechi mishum mechitza, so this is a good mechitza, midiraisa, it's a good mechitza even for Shabbos. What?
Not a
mavoi. What? Not a mavoi. Oh, so not so posh. So it has an issue. Now the question itself is not so posh either. Maybe you could say, yeah, but midirabon is no good. Maybe I need the migah for the derabon. Not mashmal that way. Rashi's mashmal. The lashon of the gemara is mashmal. Well, I guess we could say. We could say we need the migah for the rabbanon. In the Ran's mavoi, they need the migah for the right. The Ran has a different question, which we're going to talk about in a second. It seems the Ran assumed that the migah must be necessary with the raisa also. The Ran's going to ask a different question. But we're going to see from the Ran's question that he assumes that the migah should be has to be needed with the raisa also. Even though, how does he know? It doesn't say in the Gemara. Not so sure. Ran takes for granted that the migah has to be necessary even with the raisa. The Ran's question is about Tzuras HaPesach. The Ran's going to ask, we'll talk about it in a second, my Ba'amah, they needed Tzuras HaPesach, so it's a Tzuras HaPesach, so what do I need a Migah for? It's a good Mechitza for Shabbos as well. The same type of words, Mavur in the Ran, that it has to be a necessary Migah even with the rest. See the Ran in a minute. But, moreover, in some Rishonim, it's Mukhla that way. The Moshe Shlomo says that this whole Gemara is only, remember the Shlomo asked, why did the Rif leave out this Gemara? The Rif leaves out the first Migah. So the Shlomo answer is the Rif held that since Midaraisa you need a Misak in the Ruch Rabias, so what does it help that I have a Migah in the Ruch HaShlishis? But I don't have a Migah for the Ruch HaRabias. So it must be the whole Gemara is only talking Midaraisa Lagav Chiyuv Chavis. That Migah that is a Daifan in Sukkah, so it's a Daifan in Shabbos Lagav Chiyuv Chavis. So here we can ask, the Shlin Yachiyuv Chavis, who needs a Migah? I have a Lechi and Lechi Mishum Mechitza. You have to know how the mother had the Hashlama Paskin, Lechim Mishum Mechitzu, Lechim Mishum Hekera, I'm not sure. But anyway, I just want to tell you what you deal, not so much for our sugya, but just to know what you deal. The Chazanish talks about it. The Chazanish says that you see from our Gemara that the din of Lechim Mishum Mechitzu, the Avon of Shabbos, is only true when you have two Mechitzas, and then I have a Lechi between them. So then, Lechim Mishum Mechitzu, Kilo the Lechi is Mishabbat, the opposite wall. Stomach has like a roim, it's like an oimid, it'll always be parts of a roim. But in a case like this, where the lechi doesn't, there's nothing to attach it to, so then there's no such thing as lechi mishum mechitza. In Hilchos Sukkah, it's called a mechitza, that's the Mishlis of Sefer Utefach. And with the migah, we can extend that to Shabbos as well. But without a migah, without Hilchos Sukkah, there's no lechi mishum mechitza. The Mishnagur says that, the Mishnagur in Shin Samach Gimel says that if Lechim Mishum Mechitza, then Midraisa, this is a good Mechitza. And this would be Yerushas Yochid Midraisa. But after Chazim says, the Pashtus in Agamara is that this is only Yerushas Yochid with the Migah. Without a Migah, it's not Yerushas Yochid. It's not an idea to know. Anyway, the Ran has a different question. The Ran asks, what do I need a Migah in this case for? Rova said before, that ain't any terrorist, the Lushnabasa Rova, the Kazim like Lushnabasa Rova, that any terrorist that in order to carry over here, you need to have not just a tefach soichet, but you have to have a tzuras hapesach. Well, if I have a tzuras hapesach, then this is a full-fledged, it's a full-fledged yishus hayochid, who needs a migah? So the Rambam says three things. He says three tails. His first heretz, which is a little bit cryptic, is that I need the migoy. He says that there are cases where even if there is a tzuras hapesach, it's only a good mechitza for sukkah and it's not a good mechitza for a Shabbos. Even if I have a tzuras hapesach, there's this gabni tuva. There's many cases where this could be a reshus for sukkah, but not for Shabbos. And if I need the migah to make it a reshus for Shabbos as well, What are those cases? The first case he says is parish mubalayim. I'm not sure what he means. Does he mean parish mubalayim from Dalad Rufus? It's hard to understand what he means. Chayr, it's like Rashi, that in case of parish mubalayim from Dalad Rufus. Let's say I have a tourist at Pesach over here, and I have a bunch of pizzas, and the front is totally parched, so in Hilchas Shabbos it will be no good, because it's parched mubalayim. And Hilchas Sukkah, it is good. It is good. So that's the migoy. The migoy is for, I need the migoy for that kind of case. That's his first term. It's a little bit strange. The Lashon of the Gemara is migoy d'avik doifin in Yisukkah, d'avik doifin in Yishabbos. It sounds like the Gemara is being done on this shlishis tefach. That migoy, that tefach is a doifin in Yisukkah. Sorry. That doifin is a doifin in Yisukkah, it's a doifin in Yishabbos. Peter on, I really don't care about the doifin, but I have it just Pesach anyway. And even this happens to be a sukkah that lacks in the move on parts. What does it have to do with the Minna Doifin Tefach? Like, how do you read the words of the Gemara? Migad Avi Doifin in Shabbos, Avi Doifin in Sukkah. Maybe the Pshat is that this halacha that by sukkah you don't need Oymid Rubal parts. This thing you don't need Oymid Rubal parts with Dalad Ruchas, is learned out from the halacha of Shtayin Kochos Nasus Sakilu Tefach. Like I said the other day. It's part of the Hilchas of Shtayin Kochos Nasus Sakilu Tefach that's all that needs to be Oymid. So maybe that's what we're in. Migadab, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara is going on Shtayin Kilchos Meshishu Shilu Tepach. That's the beginning. That's the heading. Omer Rabba, Omer Rabba, V'chein L'Shabbos, Migadab, V'doifin M'sukah, V'doifin M'Shabbos. Yeah, the Rana learned. It doesn't mean specifically the Doifin Shlishi. It means it starts off Shtayin Kilchos Meshishu Shilu Tepach. That includes the idea that I don't need any more Oymid than that. The rest could be parts. Says Rabba, and Migoy that it's good, that even Migoy that's good than Yin Shabbos, than Yin Sukkah rather, so it's good than Yin Shabbos as well, even though Yin Shabbos, the Chorah might be parts, Mubalayim. That's the first answer in the Ran. The last answer in the Ran, I want to talk about the middle answer in Rabba, let me just get out of the way. The last answer in the Ran is that I need the Migoy for the Derabbanon that the fourth Ruach is open. So the Shabbos is no good, I wasn't Misak in the fourth Ruach. The Migoy says that it doesn't matter. The Ran doesn't explain. Why doesn't it matter? That was the Ashlam of the Meiri. The Ran doesn't explain. Somehow, we talked about it right now. The Migah works for the fourth side as well. So I need the Migah for the fourth side. But then at the Rabbanah level, I certainly need the Migah. Even if I have a source of Pesach, I only have three Mechitzas. Me the Rabbanah, I need the Misak on the fourth side. So that I need. So the Migah is certainly doing work. Me the Rabbanah. And the middle answer in the Ran. This is the one that I want to sort of unpack. The middle answer of the Ran is that I need the Migah for a case where this wall, the other wall, not the shlishis, this wall is much longer, and the Tzuras HaPesach only goes up to here. The other wall goes all the way up. So on Shabbos, Sabbat, it's only Rishus Yochid up to the shorter wall. By Sukkah, he says the whole thing is a good Sukkah. Shalom Yosef. For that, I need the Migah. That goes into the Migah. Migoy that Shtayim Pilchos and Shlishis Tefach here with the Tzuris HaPesach. The Tzuris HaPesach doesn't have to go all the way. But there's a Din of Shal Yitzchak. So Havi Doifin, that this is called a good enough Doifin, even though it doesn't reach just that far. It doesn't reach all the way down. Migad Havi Doifin means Sukkah Havi Doifin in Shabbos as well. So it says in the Ran, Chiddush Din, that even though the Gemara said you need to have Tzuras HaPesach, the Tzuras HaPesach does not have to go as far as the Sukkah. Tzuras HaPesach has to go, I don't know how far it has to go. This is four. The Tzuras HaPesach has to go, maybe another three. Make seven. I mean, sometimes Tzuras HaPesach, how far does Tzuras HaPesach need to be? That doesn't really spell out. Doesn't need to go all the way to the end. The rest will be Psalm Yitzchak. So how far does it have to go? Maybe another three, so I'll have seven. Maybe I need another four, because Ein Tzuras HaPesach Bachus Midal Tochim, which the ritual goes far. Whatever it is. Let's say three or four. Not sure. But I'll confirm the rest we can leave to Psalm Yitzchak. And he says, that's... And that doesn't mean it. The chayr of the rush is chayr. First of all, Rashi the chayr is chayr. Because Rashi says you need a tzuras HaPesach HaPnei Kulim. The lashon of Rashi is you need a tzuras HaPesach HaPnei Kulim. Shani speak out. The Rashi holds me to pesach till the end. They bring the Rabbi Yoyo, only need to pesach till Zayin Fokin. Rashi's mashma pekuli need to pesach all the way to the end. So that's how you know. The Rav says you don't need to pesach till the end. The rest is saliyot.
What's the case of saliyot? Well,
that's a good question. We'll come to you in a second. Interesting. The Rosh also. The Rosh discusses why, again, why was the Rif mashmit this first miga? Already saw the Hashlama has a theory about it. The Rif leaves out, the Rif has the other migas, but the first miga, you know, from Sukkah to Shabbos, from Deif and Shlishis, miga davi Deif and Shabbos, but that Deif and Sukkah, the miga from Sukkah to Shabbos, miga davi Deif and Sukkah, Deif and Shabbos, this case the Rif leaves it out, he's mashmit. So we already saw that Shlomo said because Mida Aboniak is back on the fourth side and that there's no Migoy. The Rosh says that the reason why the Rif was Mashmid is because since we passed in like a robo that you need to have a Tzuris HaPesach, so since you need to have a Tzuris HaPesach anyway, so there's no, the Din of Migoy is moot. I was probably needs to say like this, Rabbo who said the Din of Migoy must not hold like robo. You must hold. You don't need a tzuris. Not everybody holding. Not all Amorim holding need a tzuris of Pesach. Rav Shmuel, they didn't require a tzuris of Pesach. So even in Rava was different l'shainus. So the Rav who said that there's a migoy, he's imagining a case where there's no tzuris of Pesach. So then migoy davi doifin in sukkah, doifin in Shabbos. But la halacha we pass in like Rava. They need a tzuris of Pesach. They need to have a tzuris of Pesach. And once you have to have a tzuris of Pesach, says the Rosh, so then there's no case of migoy. So what do you mean? If there's a case of migoy, the case of migoy is the Rav's case where the Tzuris HaPesach doesn't go to the end. So I have all of this area over here. What makes that into a Shashiyochet? The Chor, that's the migoy. The Chor, it's Mukach in the Rosh that he's Cholak on the Ran. And the Rosh holds that the Tzuris HaPesach has to go all the way down. What do you do with the Gemara of Tzuris HaPesach? So one second, this is your question. According to the Rosh, so what's the case of Psal Yaitse? And Dr. Testament Aleph, the Gemara says Psal Yaitse is according to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said Psal Yaitse means, what is the other shocker? The Rabbi Yosef says Psal Yaitse means this case, Mimshuch HaKadlech HaBadov, and this Kadam, whatever, this is the case of Psal Yaitse. So how does it work? Mona Shach, if there's no Tzuris HaPesach, it's no good, and if there is a Tzuris HaPesach, then I have a Tzuris HaPesach all the way to the end. Where's the Psal Yaitse?
Seven.
What?
The Dopen has seven. The Dopen has seven.
Yeah, but according to the Rosh, it's not enough for this to be seven. I need the Tzuris HaPesach to go all the way down. What? However big it is, but the Tzuris HaPesach, according to the Rosh, Manashach, if the Tzuris HaPesach doesn't have to go to the end, then I have a case of Migah. The Rosh has no case of Migah. What?
Your wall already is greater than seven.
It doesn't matter. Even however long my wall has to be, the Rosh holds that the Tzuris HaPesach has to be just as long.
No, the shorter wall. Let's say the shorter wall is 10 tefachim, the longer wall is 25.
The shorter wall is...
Let's say.
Is what?
Let's say it's 10, and the longer wall is 20.
Right.
So, meaning, maybe on the shorter wall we would not require Tzuris HaPesach, because we already have a full Dopen Shlema.
So then that's the case that I need a Migah for. So why was the Rif Mashmit within a Migah? Always mukuch that you need the Tzuris HaPesach all the way down. So you need the Tzuris HaPesach all the way down to whatever din of Psal is. How do you have to say in a Chanavi? Rabba Lushitose. Rabba there got to test is Rabba. Rabba holds by us. There's a Migoy. That means Rabba's going. You don't need the Tzuris HaPesach. In a Chanavi. Lamad Omer, you need the Tzuris HaPesach. When you need the Tzuris HaPesach all the way down, then this case of Psal Yosef will take a Migoy. There may be other cases of Psal Yosef. We have this Chacham Alam Yesrim, and the principle of Psal Yosef might still be good. But the particular case is not going to be good, because you need to have the Tzuris HaPesach to the very end. What?
Doesn't the Rosh bring that case?
Oh. Yeah. What did the Rosh say talking about Dr. Tess? Yeah, the Hakka brings the Gemara. Hakka brings the Gemara, according to that Lama. This is quite direct. What is Rifto? Is it Rifting that Gemara?
So, Rab is among them on your test.
Right, that's good. The Rabbi command on the test got his got a shtip. Rabba is the shitasa by us that there's a nigga, that means Rabba doesn't hold from Rabba. That far the chesed works out well. Yeah, why does the Rabba, why does the Rush bring that Gemara? What does the Rush say by us? Very good. The Rosh Baras is very strange. He says, why was the Rif Mashmidit? Because Haina Tanish in the Pasuk, the Vay Nami Tzur Sapesach. When Milsa de Pshitik, Haven Dika Shalish Machitsis Mal Yosa, Damina Migot. What do you mean, Damina Migot? What do you need the Migot for? Oh, you know, you need the Migot for the fourth book. Even if I have a Tzur Sapesach all the way down, Shalish Machitsis Mal Yosa, how are you still in the Migot for the fourth book? Fourth wall, where's the ticket on the fourth wall? That's Shlomo's Kasha. So that, the Rosh said, that's a Milsa de Pshita. That the Rif felt he didn't have to bring. I don't know why that's a Milsa de Pshita, exactly. Maybe because now he kills the Lechamir, but the Rosh, that's what it says in Rosh. The Cheshmi, if you have a problem, you're in the Cheshmi. How does this all work out? The Master of the Cheshmi has the Kasha, more or less. I mean, not with the Cheshbonis that I'm making exactly, but he basically is. If you need a Tzurus of Pesach till the end, if you those who show him, they need a Tzurus of Pesach till the end, so why do you have it, how do you ever have it in him? Salayetim and Esim. But it's very hard to understand why it should be that even though you need a source of Pesach all the way down, but that's only because you don't have a full-fledged mechitz over here. But if you have a full mechitz of Zayin Bochim, then the rest of it could be open. Only if it's just a Pesach is after all the way down. That's far, that's hard to understand. What's the Svar? Maybe we'll leave it at this point because this is a problem. So let's just go over what we have over here because I want you to sleep, think about it. So, the Ran says that you don't need a Tzurus HaPesach on the way down. You need a Tzurus HaPesach, let's say, till the Zion Tvachim. Maybe 8 Tvachim because they need a Tzurus HaPesach on the down. The rest is probably it. The Ran says, Mail, that's Migo, that's the case of. That's the case of that's one of the cases of Migo. Right? The Ran started off by asking me, what do I need a Migo for? I have a Tzurus HaPesach. The Ran answered, no, the Tzurus HaPesach doesn't have to go all the way down. The rest of it's just going to be Psal Yotzi. No, for Psal Yotzi, you have to. So Shabbos knows from Psal Yotzi. With the Migo, I can say that it works for Shabbos as well. That's the Ran. So the Ran clearly holds the Tzurus HaPesach does not have to go all the way down. The rest is covered by Psal Yotzi. The Rosh says the Tzurus HaPesach has to go all the way down. He says that's why the Rif was mashma dar gemara of this case of migul, because you don't need a migul for the third wall. You don't need a migul. It's a double question that there's a migul over here. You don't need a migul because the Tzurus HaPesach is all the way down. I still need a migul for the fourth wall. That was the milsa of pshita. The Rif didn't have to bring it. So upon him, the Rosh clearly holds that the Tzurus HaPesach has to go all the way down, and therefore Rav is not a chiddush. If Rav is not a chiddush, so why did Rav say it? The answer is because Rabbah doesn't have to hold like Rabbah. Rabbah may not hold it, you need a Tzurus HaPesach. And as far as that goes, then the Gemara and Daf Yutess will be fine. Rabbah l'shitos, so you don't need a Tzurus HaPesach. So therefore, there's a din of Psal Yotzi. The Rosh himself does bring the Gemara and Daf Yutess. The Rosh himself brings it to this halacha of Psal Yotzi. What do you need in Psal Yotzi? If the Tzurus HaPesach had to go all the way down, so the holding of Psal Yotzi is moot. Because anyway, you need to have a Tzurus HaPesach all the way down. You need to have a Mechitz all the way down. So why do you ever have to have a dinner? Why would you need a dinner of Psal Yotzi? Unless we could be Mechalik. We're going to have to be Mechalik. that we have to have a tzuris pesach all the way down. That's when you have a shlishis tepach or tepach seichel, not a full fledged mechitzah. And therefore, you have to add to the tzuris pesach has to go all the way down. But let's say I didn't have a shlishis tepach. I had a shlishis of zayin tefachim. It's a full fledged solid mechitzah of zayin tefachim. So that already would not have to go all the way down, and wouldn't need a tzuris pesach to go all the way down. That would be fine. You don't need a tzuris pesach. You have a fine mechitzah. I doesn't go all the way down. At that, you have the new psalah. Yes. Svar needs a hasbro. The mechitzah be'etzim, the third mechitzah be'etzim, doesn't have to go till the end because you can deploy the din of psal yitzay. So why does the tzuris pesach have to go further? Say tzuris pesach till the end of zayin tefachim, and for the rest, say psal yitzay. Somehow we can only if we do when we have a shlishis tefach with the tzuris pesach, even if you have psal yitzay, you still have to add a tzuris pesach. So only if you have a different shleimah, then you don't have to then you could use psal yitzay. Yeah, why would that need to have? Okay, so we'll leave that's where we're going to leave first.